This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, otherwise known as Billy's Boy. This week we'll be discussing and have been discussing the power of the anointing. And is it ever time, church, to plug into this power? It's time for the anointing to start working for you and in you. It's the power. Remember Ephesians 3:20, according to the power that worketh in you. There can be two types of Christians. They both have the same equipment. They both have the same knowledge. But one is plugged into the power. Therefore, they're prevailing. And it's time for all of us to prevail. We're the glorious church. And whatever God's called you to do, not just the fivefold ministry to be anointed, and that's true, but also even if you're an athlete, if you're a businessman or a businesswoman or whatever you do, housewife or teacher, or it doesn't matter. And you can operate in a power, with a power, on a level that the world is not familiar with. But it's all, remember the motive and never forget the motive, all for the glory of God. Well, we've been I have been teaching on this for a couple of days, and I gave you a couple, you know, testimonies of how these two young men, one an athlete, a basketball player, broke every record in the books, and every college wanted him, and even NBA scouts want him to this day, and he went from this level to that level, and he started saying, I'm anointed to play basketball on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. He started saying it every day. And so I shared this with an actor in Hollywood who I spiritually advise. And he went from just little bitty old parts to now he's doing parts with Will Smith. And I think the world knows who Will Smith is. And he's doing it. And he replied back to me. He said, things are changing drastically and effortlessly with major results. And the Lord showed me that. I went through a really, really tough war. And the Lord said, it didn't have to take as long as it did or be as hard as it was. And I said, Lord, are you serious? And he said, not every champion or not every winner has to sweat to win. Yes, some have to work hard, but not every one of them have to sweat to win. You can operate with a power. And if you operate with this power, you can have sweatless, effortless victories. And I don't know about you, but it's time for those victories. Well, I shared these two examples and these two testimonies of operating on this, you know, releasing the anointing with our words. I am anointed to do this on a level. And I shared it with 200 athletes that I had, you know, under me. And about six committed. Isn't that amazing? It's kind of like church. When you go to church, you give a revelation, there'll be hundreds or thousands there. But some will commit. And it may not be the number you want, but some will commit. And six out of 200 committed. And one was a basketball player, and he had only averaged in college, and he only averaged about 20 points a game. And all of a sudden, it wasn't too long after that, he scored 40. And there was three golfers that just absolutely committed to this, and they went on a higher level. And there was two baseball players, one who was a pitcher just trying to make the team and ends up making All-American and getting drafted, and the other boy got drafted. And so they, all of this, and, you know, what was the common grounds here for all of these athletes that and this actor was, we had tapped into something that we really didn't know what we tapped into. We knew there was power, and we knew that it was coming from something, but we didn't know exactly what it was. And we were reading every day about these players. We were reading every day in the paper what was happening. And we just didn't realize what we tapped into. And we were sitting around in my office one time and just, you know, talking about this and going, gosh, this is, Chip, this is not just for us, or it's not just for athletes. We've tapped into something that it's for the whole church. And they said, yes. And one of the young ladies, the golfer, she said, you know, our fame has spread as well, and it's opened doors for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people. And so all of a sudden we said, yeah, the fame spread. Well, you know what? It talks about Jesus's fame spreading when he was anointed and he operated in the power. So we went to that verse, Luke, let's see. No. It's Luke 4:14. It says, And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit will always be used in connection with the power. Now, that's what the Lord was telling us. Plug into the power. Don't just be a Christian with a form of godliness. Plug into the power. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region about. Now, Jesus did not do it for that reason. He did not do it for the fame. And that is what we made sure this actor and these athletes knew. It's not about your fame. It's all for the glory of God. That is the motive. That's what we're doing it here for. The motive is for the glory of God, but there is an anointing to do it, and we have to release it out of our mouths. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and then there went a fame about him. Now, nobody knew Jesus before, you know, this happened. 1 through 30, there was no evidence or laying hands of, no miracle, no healings. But when he returned in the power of the Spirit, when he was anointed, when Jesus was anointed after he was baptized of John in the Jordan, the Holy Spirit came upon him. That's Luke 3:22. Now, that's what has happened. His fame spread. Well, he didn't do it for the fame, but the fame had to happen to reach the world. And it's time for the fame of the testimonies to start spreading so the world get familiar with what's happening in the church. It's time, church, to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. Now, we're not just doing it to be famous. We're doing it to make an impact for the kingdom and the glory of God. Now, here's the definition of the anointing, scripture-wise, as far as I'm concerned. Acts 10:38. This qualifies you for this anointing in your business or whatever you do. It says, this is Peter preaching to Cornelius and his household. And he says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. He anointed him with what? The Holy Ghost. And then watch what it says next. And with power. There's power connected with the Holy Ghost. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Now, some people will say, well, Jesus was the Son of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Why would God have to anoint God if he was operating as the Son of God? He didn't operate as the Son of God. He operated as a mere man operating under the anointing. He had to have this power. And so do you. And so do I. Not just ministering, but in everything we do. If God's called you to do that, it is to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. It could be selling insurance. It could be selling cars. It can be whatever it might be. But I will tell you something. When the third person of the Trinity of the Holy Ghost also comes in and is no longer your natural self and it's supernatural, you turn from Clark Kent to Superman. You go from little bitty commercials to parts with Will Smith. You go from scoring about 20 points a game to 40 to 50 to where every college in the nation wants you. But all this time, we're giving God the glory. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it. If just 6 people get this week, it will change lives throughout this world. So listen to this. Get this CD series. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He anointed you. Do you have the Holy Ghost? We're talking about the initial new birth. When you have the new birth, we're not talking about getting filled with the Spirit. We're talking about the new birth. That's when the Holy Ghost and power came upon you. But is it working? Are you plugged in? And your mouth can release it on a daily basis and it will work for you. Now notice this. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now listen to what it says next. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. But notice it says, who went about doing good. In other words, Jesus went about doing good, anointed. Now that doesn't just mean the ministry. Whatever he did and it was good, he was anointed to do it. So you can be anointed whatever you do, doing good, whatever your job is, whatever God's called you to do. You can be anointed to give. I'm anointed to give on a level that the world won't be familiar with, all for the glory of God. I am anointed to run this business, all for the glory of God. I am anointed to walk in love. I am anointed to resist the devil and he will flee. Some of you are battling that you need another power to help you with this pressure and temptation. I'm anointed to resist the devil. I'm anointed to be more than a conqueror. I'm anointed to triumph in Christ on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God. And that's what the church has got to step into. Glory to God. And we read about in Luke 3:22 earlier, Jesus was anointed after he was baptized of John and Jordan, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. Praise God. Now, we've already got the anointing. It's the Holy Ghost, and it's all to do his glory. This anointing is for you. It's designed to equip you for everyday life. It is attainable by every born-again believer. All you need is some understanding in order to begin living in it. What is this anointing? We'll get into that in tomorrow's teaching, and we'll start in John. But I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this anointing and what it's doing. We're getting evidence and fruit and testimonies almost daily of people that, oh man, wait until I tell you about one tomorrow who had this popcorn business, and he started putting the anointing in it, and he went to another level. So if there's anybody out there who sells popcorn, I want to tell you, you can do it on a level that the world is not familiar with. He sure is. So glory to God. We're so excited about it. This, by the way, you've been listening, this is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and this week's teaching is available for $5. And if you haven't listened to Monday or Tuesday, man, get this, and you just tuned in today, get it. It'll absolutely change your life. You'll go to another level. And we just had a youth rally at C4C. We call it Champions for Christ Youth Rally in Branson, Missouri, and it was absolutely the best youth rally I have ever been at or seen. And we will make that available for $40 if you're interested, so that you may be there for next year. Mom teaches there. We've had Keith Moore. We have Jeremy Pearson's, Brother Copeland's grandson. And we're planning a ski trip in February, and we're going to do a Champions for Christ ski trip. So if you're interested in any of these tapes or the ski trip, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or write us at P.O. Box Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to check out our website at www.champions4, that's the number 4 Christ, championsforchrist.org. And if you want to partner up with us, you'll be blessed, because we are training champions all over the world, and we would love to have your support. We need your support. Glory to God. And we just thank God for every one of our partners now that can, you know, spread abroad this message of the power of the anointing, and for the church not just to have a form of godliness, but to operate in the power. Amen. This is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.